Group 93 WMPZ, good morning and welcome to Caring for the Community, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. This morning, we'll discuss preventing injuries from falling. More than 46 million Americans are 65 or older. Being injured from falling is a serious concern for the senior population and for those with disabilities or health conditions that decrease mobility. One in three older adults, about 12 million, fall every year in the U.S. Every 11 seconds, an older adult is treated in the emergency room for a fall. Every 19 minutes, an older adult dies from a fall. I'm joined today by Dr. Catherine Payne and Dr. Andrea Bowers. Dr. Payne is a medical director at Blue Cross. She oversees long-term support and services to 10 care members who are aging or have a disability. Dr. Bowers is a medical director at Life Care Centers of America in Cleveland, Tennessee. Welcome both of you this morning.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. We're going to discuss this morning. I'm sure a lot of people are dealing with this, especially if they're caring for their elder parents or, you know, if we have the ones that are, you know, still at home taking care of themselves or, you know, whatever the case may be. Why is falling a greater concern for seniors or those with disabilities, Dr. Bowers?
Just to kind of reiterate or reform some of the statistics that you read above, the leading cause of both fatal and non-fatal injuries in a person greater than 65 years old is a fall. And 74 older persons die a day because of fall or fall-related complications. And 37% of falls require medical treatment or activity restriction and possibly even ending up with me caring for them in a nursing home. 25% of falls, serious injuries with fractures or traumatic brain injuries. So it is a big issue. And, you know, everyone talks about heart disease, but when you start looking at the numbers, falls are a huge concern for our senior population.
Wow. So what are some of the most common injuries you see in these populations?
Well, I mean, a lot of falls don't cause injuries. And people will say, well, I'm embarrassed. I'll get up. I'll go. But, you know, in addition to the normal bruises and lacerations that you see, one out of five falls does cause a serious injury, such as a bone fracture or a traumatic head injury. And so this can make it difficult for people to get around, live on their own. And once again, they may end up in the hospital or back in the nursing home with me.
Okay. And Dr. Payne, are these injuries likely to be more severe or take longer to heal than they would if the person were younger or didn't have a disability?
Absolutely. As our bodies age, we take longer to heal. We have impaired healing, especially if some of the injuries are more severe. As Dr. Bowers was mentioning, if you have a fractured bone and you require surgical intervention to recover, you may require weeks or months of rehabilitation in order to get back to your baseline. And also as we age, we develop other medical conditions like diabetes, which impairs our healing, and cardiovascular disease. So all of those play a role in not being able to recover as quickly as we would like after a fall.
And what are some of the things that happen as a person ages that makes them more likely to fall and be injured?
So as we age, we tend to lose parts of our vision. Our vision becomes a little fuzzy. You may need to require some glasses to be able to see better. When you can't see, you can't see what you're walking into.
Absolutely.
So you can walk into certain obstacles or things and could trip easily. Also, if you have hearing loss, if you lose one of your senses, it tends to throw you into disequilibrium. You lose your balance much easier. Also, if you have other medical conditions like diabetes, that where you develop neuropathy, which is numbness of your fingers or your feet, you can't feel your feet, so you may have a hard time compensating if you try to fall. If you've had a stroke and you're weak on one side or the other, obviously it makes it much more difficult to get around. And if you're taking high blood pressure medications, those can contribute to falls because as you stand up from a seating position, your blood pressure can drop suddenly with some of those medicines, and it can cause you to feel dizzy, lightheaded. You could even pass out, or you could at least be very unsteady and wind up falling from that.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the conditions that we most often associate with our ability to move. We hear a lot about osteoporosis. What is this? And does everyone have it at a certain age? And does it put us at greater risk of falling or injuries?
Osteoporosis is a weakening of the bones, and it happens to all of us as we age. Mm-hmm. Women in particular are at higher risk. Also, there's a higher risk of osteoporosis if you have someone in your family who has it, or sometimes medications can contribute to weakening of the bones. And so you can imagine if you have a weakening of the bones and you were to fall, that you have a higher rate of developing a fracture or more serious injury from that fall. The U.S. Preventative Task Force actually recommends in women greater than age 65 that they have screening for osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. But I would suggest if you're concerned to talk to your doctor about it, because they may recommend earlier screening if you have risk factors.
Is that why they make us go get those
bone density scans? That is correct.
All right. So can arthritis increase the risk of falling?
Absolutely. Arthritis is where you have wear and tear of your joints, especially in your knees and your hips. It can cause a lot of pain with movement and with walking. You hear a lot of people talk about their knees buckling. Mm-hmm. Arthritis causes a weakness of all of the surrounding tissues as well. So that's where that buckling comes from. With that, however, the treatment a lot of times for arthritis is pain medications, which also can increase your risk for falls because they can be sedating. Mm-hmm. So it can decrease your cognition, put you at increased risk of falls. So I would suggest talking with your doctor about finding a fine balance between the pain control for you to be able to walk with minimal pain, but not have the sedating effects from some of the pain medicines.
Absolutely. So Dr. Bowers, there are a lot of things that people believe about their risk for injuries. Some of them are probably more myth than fact. So let's talk about some of those things for a minute. Number one, falling is just a normal part of aging and there's nothing I can do about it.
Most people see falls as an accident, but really a fall has a lot to do with a lot of the things that Dr. Payne said that happen to us as we get older. So I would recommend, especially when you get around the age of 65, talk to your doctor about it. Fall prevention is reimbursed under the Medicare wellness visit each year. The doctor can go through all of those risk factors that she just mentioned, and you can come up with a plan for how do I keep from falling.
So what about if I limit my activity, I won't fall?
Well, actually, limiting the activity can add to your risk of falls because it's important to keep your muscle strength up. It's important to walk. It's important to exercise. It's important to stretch as fall prevention.
So if I stay home more, can I avoid falling?
Well, more than 3/4 of falls take place either inside a person's home or within close proximity to home, such as in the yard, going mm-hmm. to the mailbox, taking out the trash, walking the dog. And so, no, staying in your home is really not going to prevent a fall.
I can't regain my strength and mobility that I once had.
A big problem that people have after they fall is actually the fear of falling. Mm-hmm. So after you have a fall, a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but that's when it's really important to talk to your doctor about it. So maybe they can get you in some physical therapy, get you in a community exercise program, and get back your walking and your strength and your mobility.
Okay. My medications don't make me more likely to fall.
Well, once again, as Dr. Payne said, there's a lot of medications that are given for blood pressure, pain, or other problems that do put you at risk for falls because mm-hmm. they alter the way that your blood pressure responds yes. to changes in position. So, once again, important to talk to your doctor about that.
Okay. So, Dr. Payne, what is the Choices Program, and what are some of the things you do for senior members that we could all use to make ourselves or our senior family members safer?
Choices is a 10-care program that provides long-term services and supports, and we provide those services. One, we could do it in a nursing facility like the one that Dr. Bowers is the medical director of in Cleveland, Or we could provide some of those services at home to keep people in their home, in the community, and keep them safe for as long as possible. Blue Care Tennessee is one of three managed care organizations across the state of Tennessee that administers this program for Teen Care. And Choices includes a lot of benefits that go beyond the typical Medicaid or Teen Care benefits. One of those benefits is attendant care, where we will send out a personal caregiver who can help you with your daily activities like bathing, dressing, getting around from one room to the other. But they also can do light housekeeping, like vacuuming, sweeping. They can help out with your laundry. They can go to grocery shopping for you. They can go to the doctor with you. So it provides a lot of added supports to keep people in their homes. And other services that we have include home-delivered meals. We have services like assistive technology, where we can provide grab bars, which are good to have in the showers. If you're getting in and out of the shower, it can be very slippery for you to hold on to. We also have a benefit of minor home modifications. So if you need a wheelchair ramp to get in and out of your home safely, we can provide that service if needed. And another important piece that might be good for anybody else who's concerned about falling is one of the benefits is a personal emergency response device. And that's one of those necklaces that you wear around your neck that has a button. So if you're at home by yourself and you fall, you can press the button and somebody can come help get you out of the floor and get you to medical attention if you need it.
Okay. Those are, you know, some things to make our family members safer. Are there some simple things that we can do to make our home safer?
Absolutely. So just look around your home. Look at your walkways. Is there any clutter in the floor? Remove all that clutter. Pay particular attention to furniture. Those coffee tables, we can catch the edges of those. So get rid of them if you need to. Look out for electrical cords. Area rugs can also be a particular concern. Your foot can catch on the edge of that. Another important piece is lighting. So making sure that all the stairwells are well lit. And also, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you go to the bathroom, make sure that you have a lamp beside your bed. You can turn that on because you're very groggy. And if you don't have a lamp, if you could have some night lights also into the bathroom as well, so that will help with decreasing your risk for falls. Handrails for stairwells. If you have wood steps, getting those non-slip treads to put on the stairs will help. The grab bars, as I mentioned, when you look at your shower tub, you can hold on to those so you won't slip. And if you need it, a shower chair so you can actually sit down in the shower. And one of those handheld nozzles could also be very helpful. And those are covered under the Choices program.
Oh, nice. So what should you do when you're going out somewhere or visiting someone else's home? Are there any precautions you can take or things to ask for or do ahead of time?
Absolutely. So the biggest key is just to plan ahead. If you're going to a family member or friend's house, you know, call them, find out, are there stairs there? Let them know you may need some extra assistance getting out of your car and getting in. Most people are going to accommodate that. Also, if you have a cane or a walker that you use at home sometimes, take that with you just for some security as you're getting around somebody else's home that might be unfamiliar to you. The other thing I would say is that if you're planning on traveling overnight anywhere, plan ahead on your medications. Make sure you have enough medications to last you until you get back. And then another little tidbit is just, you know, when you call ahead, like to a public place that you're not sure what the environment's going to be like, ask about handicap parking, handicap accessibility, railings, things like that that might make it easier for you to get inside. And usually if you talk to them about it, they may actually have somebody that can come and help you provide assistance to get into their facility.
All right. And Dr. Bowers, does exercise and activity help? Because they say sometimes, you know, you got to keep it moving and that could be helpful. If so, what kind of activity is best? Should someone consult a doctor first before taking on certain activities, especially when we're talking about, you know, elderly, you know, and disabled? So what do you think about that?
Well, once again, I would recommend always going and talking to your doctor first, and he may actually recommend that you be evaluated by a physical therapist just for an evaluation to see if you're safe, if you need some more intensive therapy, maybe to help with your gait or your balance before you take on a community-type exercise program. But some of the things that really help with balance are things such as Tai Chi or social dancing or even yoga, anything that keeps you flexible, anything that kind of tests and stretches your balance.
Okay. And for those of us who are not in the senior population just yet, what can we do to reduce our risk of falling and being injured?
Well, once again, like as Dr. Payne said, a lot of times the important thing to be is mindful. We need to be mindful that, you know, the fall is really not an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Our balance has changed. Our mobility has changed. Our senses have changed as we've gotten older. So you just kind of have to evaluate, go back through this list.
Mm-hmm.
What are my risks for falls? And what can I do about that? Do I need to be evaluated by a physician or a therapist for a cane or a walker? Do my medications need to be evaluated? And another thing in addition to that is maybe a podiatry checkup. Am I wearing the right kind of shoes? Are there non-slip shoes? Mm-hmm. Are there problems with my feet? Are my feet functioning? Can I feel where I'm at and how I'm walking? So those are some things that as we get older we can look at to prevent falls.
And how do we begin this conversation with someone who might be at risk of being injured or living in an environment where falling is a concern? It's not always an easy discussion, is it? Because, you know, especially when you have someone who's stubborn or, you know, they're set in their ways. When should you bring someone else, like a healthcare provider, into the conversation?
Well, like you say, it's not an easy conversation to have. My mother is 87 and has the beginning of dementia, and she's very independent.
Mm-hmm.
And she was beginning to have these falls, mm-hmm. and actually a fall ended up with her being in the hospital, and she was absolutely not going to listen to anything
right.
we said because of her independence.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes maybe you can open it up by saying, hey, I fell or I tripped or mm-hmm. can we look at these things? And the other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, this is a big push with the CDC right now. They actually have a program called Stop Elder Accidents, Death, and Injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And on that website, the CDC website, there's a huge amount of information about everything that we've talked about, screenings, preventions, and how to have these conversations. So that is a great resource for people in the community to address these things. And in addition to falls, there's some other things there that are affect elders.
And Dr. Payne, are there resources you'd recommend for more information or support?
Absolutely. And Dr. Bowers hit on a big one with the cdc.gov website. They have a lot of information on that website.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the National Council on Aging has a lot of information, and they particularly have a lot of information right now on their website because September 22nd, which is the first day of the season of fall, is actually Fall Prevention Day.
Okay.
Or Fall Awareness Day. And so they have a lot of information on their website right now about that. They have a lot of activities planned for social media on Facebook and Twitter as well. If you are a Blue Care member, you can actually call the customer service number on the back of your insurance card, and a customer service rep will be more than happy to put you in touch with a case manager who can talk about your fall risk, talk about fall prevention, get you some educational materials, and let you know what resources might be available to you through your Medicaid benefits to prevent falls and see possibly if you might be a candidate for the Choices program. If you do not have TEN Care, there is a local resource here, the Southeastern Area Agency on Aging and Disability. They have a lot of similar services for the elderly and disabled, like the Choices program.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give them a call. Their telephone number is 866-836-6678, and someone will be happy to help you and see if you might qualify for one of their programs. And they can also screen for the Choices program.
Okay. And Dr. Bowers, what else would you like for our listeners to know?
Just once again, all of these things are great. And I love the Choices program. It really has decreased for patients that I have taken care of that have went home with the Choices program. They don't come back to see me, and that's wonderful.
Okay.
And so it is a great program. And once again, just talk to your doctor. I've fallen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them know that you've fallen or it's a concern.
Okay. All right. Great information. And thank you both for joining us today. Preventing injuries from falling. And what is that date again? September 22nd?
September 22nd, the first day of fall. Fall Prevention Awareness Day.
All right. And we'll make sure that we remind everybody of that date. And once again, thank you both for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You've been listening to Caring for the Community, brought to you by Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Tennessee, and Groove 93.